but most of the people back those days didn't have no great big herd of cows like you got now. Now you take my granddad, when he was coming on, he would have about 5-6 cows, you know, maybe 2 milk cows. We didn't even, there wasn't no milk in those stoves, you know, they didn't know what it was about. Milk out no stoves, because there wasn't none in the stoves. Practically every family it was had a milk cow, you know. Like every family during those days had a cow. And they didn't have to pin them up, you know, they just run loose.
Did they have any fences?
No fence. No fences whatsoever.
Didn't the neighbors ever complain about the cows running loose on their property?
No. You take, like, my dad, he had 5 or 6. You'd get 5 or 6 cows. Each family, I say, would have 5 or 6. And turn them loose. And just, you could go out through the woods and you just see herds of cows. But they belong to all kinds of people. Didn't no one man own all of them, you see. All right, just like, then our cows get out there and they multiply. Then we would sell so many, you know. You didn't have to get them up. The guys that you would sell them to had horses and things. They'd go out there and catch the cows. You'd go out there with them and show them which yours. We would brand them, you know. You'd brand them to know your cows, you know. And that's all you had to do is go and show him which cow you want to sell, you know. Well, he'd give you a little money. It wasn't very much money he'd give you for the cow, you know. But he'd catch the cow, you know. They had horses and things. They'd catch the cow. Then they'd butcher. And they'd come around and peddle the meat in wagons. And you buy that same meat back.
Huh.
Yeah. They would peddle the meat in wagons. No cars or no trucks or nothing. They'd bring it around in wagons once a week, maybe on Friday or Saturday. Refrigerators. Didn't know what refrigerators was. Buy ice, go down to the ice place in Portland. Buy ice and bury it in the ground. That's where you keep it.
Is that where you get milk or butter or something like that?
Yeah. Dig your big hole, you know. Put your ice down in there. Then what's never meat, milk, you put it down in there side the ice and cover it over. That's the only way you would.
Did they call that place anything where you kept your milk and your meat cold?
No, not as I can remember. I can't remember what they called it. I don't even think they had a name for it.
What about a place where you store your potatoes in the wintertime?
They would call it a crib.
Yeah.
They'd call it a crib.
Did you ever hear people around here talk about having a potato bank or potato hill?
Potato bank? Yeah, we...
What was that like?
That was...
One?
Yeah, I banked a lot of potatoes. You dig a hole in the ground, you know, dig so deep, so big, you know, that's enough.
3 feet or something?
Yeah. What size amount of potatoes you figure you'd have in your field, you know. And you dig your hole, then you put straw in the bottom, all right? Then you go there, then you straw the sides of it, and then you go there and you dump all your potatoes in that hole, all right? And then you come over the top of it with straw, all right? And then you get out there and dig dirt, and then you throw a big pile of dirt over the straw. That's what they would call a bang. Bang. Potato bang. All right?